Peace, y'all. Wake up. Wake up. I don't hear no noise out there. I know you got something to make noise about. Let me begin by giving thanks to the Most High for allowing us to gather here today and introduce this panel by building on something that Abdul had mentioned in terms of the question of student participation. And I think that when we come together as students, we should be able to discuss issues which solely affect us as students, whether it be a tuition battle or the question of miseducation or the curriculum of correction. We should be able to do that. But the reality is that we are affected by more than what happens, whether it be a tuition battle or the question of miseducation or the curriculum of correction. We should be able to do that. But the reality is that we are affected by more than what happens on the college campus. We're very much affected by the nomination and ascension of Clarence Thomas. We're very much affected by questions of socialism and economics in general. We're affected by everything that's going to be discussed at this conference this year, as we're affected by everything that's discussed at every conference, every year, anywhere. And for that reason, I think that it's important that students be at every level of building and participating, because they affect us that closely. We're living in a time when half of all black children in South Africa are still dying before they reach the age of 5. We're living in a time when every 3 days, 120,000 people under the age of 5 die of the effects of starvation. We're living in a time when there are, by the year 2000, they're predicting in New York State, all black males, 16 to 25, will have experienced jail. These are very serious times. And so that anything that happens anywhere in the world affects the youth and affects the youth the most. And so that we have a responsibility. What we're going to try to do in the little bit of time that we have together right now is to broaden the discussion beyond just the campus. And we have several very active, very bright young people from across the country. The first person that I'm going to introduce to you is a brother named Takala, who I've worked with closely. He's the president of our Black Student Union at Hunter College and has managed to do, I'm not going to diss our Black Student Unions from before, but has managed to do a whole lot more than a whole lot of other people in a very short period of time. Why is he snorting over there? No, because he's all of that, and you need to give homage and praise to your own peers. We're always looking up there, and sometimes we just need to look eye level and see our own leaders. And so that said, Takala is going to speak to us about what's happening at CUNY, what's happening with Brothers and Sisters in New York, and anything else that comes to mind. Takala.